expect to see some of this rivalry.
This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, November 12th here at Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart, for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Pretty busy week here in terms of transactions, especially when it comes to specialists. Steven Gostkowski could not handle his duties in the second half against the Browns. Come to find out, he had a thigh injury that tightened up, and subsequent reports have indicated even torn, and that would make sense as he was placed on injured reserve on November 10th. Season ending. He's done for the year. Paul Perillo was off to a pretty good start after the early struggles in the first 2 weeks. Had really come on, had a good year all year on the touchbacks, and now, unfortunately, came to an end.
Yeah, missed three of his first four,
yep,
I recall.
And since then.
And then hasn't missed
tremendous.
One since. And, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have that luxury of the comfort level of knowing I have a reliable kicker who's kicked in these elements, and let's face it, the elements are going to become an issue here in the next 2 months in Foxborough. So that's unfortunate, but Shane Graham, I think, is a...
Well, you just steal my thunder. Now you're just going to announce a replacement. I never had a chance to announce a replacement.
We're discussing the transactions, so I didn't feel the need.
We break this up into segments. The first transaction was IR for Gostkowski.
Let me just stop and let you do all the talking. Go ahead.
He was, of course, replaced on the roster by veteran Shane Graham, former Bengal.
Well, Shane Graham is a good veteran kicker, Andy, I think. He's known for his accuracy.
Fifth best all-time. I love those statistics. Because no one knows who the fifth best kicker is until someone like points at, you know, the guy who, you know, there are 32 jobs in the NFL, and he's fifth best all-time,
I agree.
But he couldn't get a job.
And people are probably going to criticize this comment that I'm about to make, but understanding that I like to have the comfort level of a guy that I know can do it here. He's done it in this stadium, and it's not a run-of-the-mill stadium to kick in. But to me, there's very little difference between the best kickers and average kickers. Now, there's a difference between the ones who just flat-out can't. Garrett Hartley was costing the Saints games this year. There are very few. Those are very few and far between. To me, there are great kickers and then the average ones, and then there's one or two that just have bad years. To me, there's very little difference between the average ones and the great ones.
Graham had actually been with the Ravens in training camp and earlier this year after leaving Cincinnati, where he, quote, had some demons after missing a couple kicks in the playoffs against the Jets. You know, 2 years ago, he was the Bengals franchise player. Now was out of football until he arrives here in New England.
Yeah,
quite a fall from grace for him, yeah.
I also found it interesting the way he talked about how many tryouts he's had. He feels like he's not rusty because he's been working out with different long snappers, holders, and been kicking every week.
So clearly he was
made the
33rd best kicker in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think that's
the way. Had been with the Giants, actually, for a short stint.
Eric put it, Eric wrote the story, the update on Patriots.com, and I think it is, I think the way he put it was it's about as good as a situation you could hope
sure.
for.
Especially given his bad weather experience, going into Heinz Field for this week, he has some experience. So
sure. I think he kicked like 5 in a game last year to beat the Steelers there at Heinz Field. So, yeah, he's
in the open end or the closed end?
No, I don't know. But he's used to making field goals. As you said, Andy, fifth best.
I like that in
accuracy.
My field goal kickers. I like that they're used to making kicks, not missing them.
So, I don't think this is going to be a huge problem. It's not an ideal situation to lose specialists, in the middle of the season. But
and we said specialists, that's because while reliability had become the strength of Steven Gostkowski, it had not been the strength early on for long snapper Jake Ingram, who was a de facto member of the AK-47 show here on Patriots.com, just because he wore number 47. But dating back to Miami, had been all over the place, struggling. Really, I think Zoltan Mesko has deserved for the last month plus praise for getting the job done with some pretty poor snaps from Ingram. Sixth-round pick a year ago, obviously was the long snapper all last year. And as far as my memory serves me, didn't have a problem last year. This year, different story.
Very few were off target last year.
This year, consistently.
Very few have been where they were supposed to go.
And as such, he is out of work and replaced by Matt Catula, a veteran, actually a former Raven, so he has a little bit of experience with Shane Graham. Big guy, yes. 6'6", 265, veteran of five seasons, 2005 to 2009 with the Ravens, was a rookie free agent out of Wisconsin in 2005, played in 80 NFL regular season games and six postseason games. So like Graham, is an experienced replacement, not
nice,
a young
nice
guy.
Nice man too, Andy. We met him on Wednesday. You weren't here that day, but...
And I heard him say that that's the last
time
he wants
to talk.
Hope
this is the last time I'm talking to you guys. No offense. Big smile on his face when you're saying it. Obviously, the message is the only time you're going to be talking to a long snapper is if he has done something wrong.
Right. And Jake Ingram had done something wrong on a
number of occasions. We won't be talking to him no more.
That's true. Be interesting to see if he gets a second shot or bounces around, if he becomes the Matt Catula who some team signs to give a chance. I hope so. Always seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Root for him.
You know... I think it's one of those deals where, like Bill always says with the golf swing, it's just such a repetitive motion, and every once in a while you lose that train, and it's like the yips in golf when
yep.
you get the 5-foot putt that you just can't hit right now. I think it's mental as much as anything. We obviously know he can do it because you mentioned it. He was fine last year. He's just struggling mentally, I think, right now.
He'll get another chance somewhere. He'll get on somebody's short list and get a job somewhere with an injury or ineffectiveness by somebody else. But for now, it's Matt Catula taking over the reins. It kind of puts the spotlight here on Zoltán Mezco. He's the guy who has to kind of learn on the fly here. As we said, Catula and Graham have worked together a little bit, so there's a mild comfort level there. And Mezco has to learn everything new, how the kicker likes it on the hold, how the snapper gets it to him on the hold, how he gets it on his punts. Although, to some degree, Ingram was so bad, you have to think it's going to be better with Catula.
Mesco's not quite sure how he wants it on the punts. He never got it that way.
Oh, you're just looking to clean house? We'll cut all three?
No.
Oh, snap. I thought you were criticizing his 36-yard shanks.
No. I actually give him a little bit of a mulligan because of how inconsistent Ingram has been.
Yeah, that probably has hindered him a little bit, not just on the ones that are off, but maybe expecting them all to be off, and it kind of takes you out of your mental game a little
bit.
Sure. But the other big news of the week, those are the transactions, and I will add that Thad Turner was added to the practice squad. They had an open spot there for a little bit. He is a, what is he, Paul? Cornerback Thad Turner, 5'11", 188 pounds, out of Ohio. Rookie free agent guy, spent some time with the Colts.
Sure.
But they filled out the practice squad. Other big news of the week, as I mentioned, though, Tom Brady on Wednesday missed practice. Right shoulder / foot injuries were on the injury report. He returned to practice yesterday and was out there again today. What do you make of this issue kind of creeping up on us here? You know, no one knew about it. It's funny because on Wednesday, Brady meets with the media. Belichick talks to the media. No one knew about the injury, but when that happened, so there were no real questions about the injuries, and then he doesn't practice. So you have to wait a couple days kind of for the story to catch up to itself. Reports that it's a sprain. What do you think?
I am I'm reasonably concerned. Now, not that it's going to cost him game time. I think we put it on PFW in progress. I don't think there's any chance that he doesn't play. But generally, the pattern with Brady is that we don't find out how serious the injuries are until after the fact.
Right.
After the season. And
well, generally the
if
pattern
this was
is
enough to make him
3 weeks from now, Charlie Casserly will report on it. Bill will deny
three
it.
Three and a half weeks
season,
from now, Bill will rip Charlie Casserly.
And then a month and a half after that, somebody will get a report that, there were 17 broken bones or something.
And for it to be serious enough that Tom missed a Wednesday practice, which I think is a fairly significant day.
Especially after
you
got your
offense.
Ass whooped the week before.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the game plan installation day, and that's a heavy workload day. So the fact that he wasn't out there on Wednesday, now he was limited. He was on the practice field and limited on Thursday and Friday, I believe.
He was out there this morning. The injury report is not yet out.
Yeah, we haven't gotten the injury report. I'm assuming that he's going to be listed as
questionable.
But I don't think that there's any question that he will play. The question is he limited? Do you think he'll be physically limited? I do.
And the question is, how big an impact will that have on this offense going against a Steelers defense that is obviously going to throw pressure at him? They're going to throw a lot of blitzes at him. They're going to throw, those A-gap blitzes with Timmons and Farrier crossing, and they're going to throw, Harrison on the outside and Woodley and everything they do.
Look at you with the crossing A-gap blitzes.
And if he... loses a little bit of his pocket mobility, which I like to call it, where he slides left, slides right, can't step up, is a little slow to do any of those things, that could be an issue. You lose a step against those guys, and they make you pay for it.
And also, it could be an issue that the Steelers generate a lot of heat on the passer, so they're going to be around him a lot. And, you know, who knows? If he gets stepped on, you know, some, you know, kind of freak thing that exacerbates the injury, there's a lot to be concerned about to me.
And the other issue is he wasn't all that accurate in Cleveland, and we don't know exactly when the injury occurred. Could that have affected his accuracy, his mechanics there? Yeah. And will that be an issue rolling in to the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Regardless of pressure, maybe his mechanics are just a little bit off and his accuracy pays the price. So definitely worth watching Tom Brady when he takes the field, and we do believe he will take the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night at Heinz Field. Quickly, we'll look at some of the other injuries because there was another big return this week, not just Tom Brady on Thursday. Fred Taylor.
What?
James Sanders?
That's
no, Fred Taylor finally gets back out on the practice field. Paul Perillo talked about, you know, how long a struggle this has been, and he actually shed some tears thinking maybe he would not get
over.
Back out
he
there.
He thought there was a chance it was over, and the initial prognosis after his injury was surgery. You know, there's a lot of ligament damage with that toe area, and he thought he was going to have surgery. He had a second opinion, a third opinion. Turned out rest and rehab was the course of action, and he says he's feeling pretty good, but cautioned to not just pencil him back into the lineup. Have to see how it goes this week, see how Belichick feels about it, and we'll figure out how long it's going to be before he's back. But nice to see Fred Taylor back on the practice.
Certainly. That running game could use a little bit of a boost. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis has been inconsistent and hasn't gotten off to good starts really at all, where you say, okay, the ground game is going to be a factor in this game out here today. Best game came late in the game against the Vikings, fourth quarter, 71 yards on the way to a career day there. So Fred Taylor would certainly add a boost to the running game. And you're right, James Sanders did return to practice on Thursday after not participating on Wednesday, not injury-related, so everybody, you're okay, ease off.
You know,
no
veteran
concerns.
Stars get the day off.
That's the way it works. Patrick Chung also spoke very highly about his recovery, and sounds like there's a very good chance he could be on the field to take... help take care of Rashard Mendenhall and the Steelers' rushing attack. That would be a nice addition to this running defense that has struggled, quite frankly, a little bit with Chung out of the lineup. I'm not saying it was all his absence, but it certainly would give them a boost to get Chung back on defense. So Chung on defense, Taylor on offense. Keep an eye on Tom Brady and keep an eye on the specialists. Matt Catula is now your New England Patriots long snapper. Veteran Shane Graham, a former Pro Bowler, fifth most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history, is now your field goal kicker. Steven Gostkowski's on IR. Jake Ingram is on a flight to Hawaii. And Thad Turner is on the practice squad, a young cornerback.
And that's that.
And those are all, and that's that for Thad Turner. Those are the moves this week for Patriots Nation. For Paul Perreault, I'm Andy Hart. That's going to put the wraps on another Patriots.com roster report. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.